The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ivan filling in for Pat today and tomorrow. Now, my next guest hails from County Down, and he's become China's top whiskey influencer. He live streams on social media 7 hours a day, 4 days a week, and has built up a large dedicated following and a healthy business selling some 6,000 bottles of whiskey a month directly to consumers. Dylan King, you're most welcome to the Pat Kenny Show.
Hi, Ivan. Can you hear me there?
Yeah, joining us from Beijing, but you're not known as Dylan King over there, are you?
No, I'm known as Lao Jin, which means like old gold. is my name out here? Yeah.
So tell us how
it's
this
a bit different, but it works.
How did this enterprise come about?
Well, I've been working in whiskey out here for well over a decade now, and I had a product that I made a few years ago, and we were giving, you know, 3,000 euros to these influencers. And they were just doing a terrible job. And I was like, you know, you give somebody 3,000 euros, that's a lot of money, right? And you sort of think that you're going to get some sales off it, or you're going to get like a whole load of people seeing it and coming and asking you questions based off it. And, you know, we were getting 10 likes and 50 views off 3,000 euros. And I was moaning about it to one of my neighbors over drinks one night, and he said, well, why don't you do it? And then now that product has actually long since been discontinued, but this influencer thing and, you know, live streaming, working directly with or talking directly to the consumers has really taken off.
And what platform do you do it on?
So TikTok is split. You have international TikTok, and then for China, they call it Douyin, and it's closed off to the rest of the world because, you know, that's how China works. And so the main platform is on Douyin, and then I also stream on Bilibili and on Little Red Book. So three of them, yeah, three platforms.
And okay, so you do one of these sessions, like are you pissed after it? I mean, like, are you drinking whiskey nonstop?
We do sort of sip as we go. There's a weird rule here where you can't drink on screen. So we basically, what we do is we have these little like tin mugs, like camping mugs that you can't see through. And then we just take them off screen, put a slosh of whiskey in, and then pull them back on and talk about how good the tea tastes. But yeah, I sleep well after a stream. I definitely do.
And how long does a stream go on for? I mean, like, it's 3 hours on the Pat Kenny Show. By come 12 o'clock, I would be not able to stand up and hardly able to stand up as it is. But so, like, how long does it go on for?
Well, so, I mean, some of the streamers do 24 hours and they have shifts of streamers who just come on and do, you know, an 8-hour shift, and then they're on just chatting away and promoting this and that. But I have a small team, and I don't really want to do that. And so we just stick to having, you know, I'll come on. I only stream for 4 of those 7 hours. And then we have two streamers who do the sort of the first half of it and the second half, and they have me with them in the middle. We normally have about, in an evening, we would have, I think, something like 45,000-50,000 people come into the stream at any one stage.
Okay.
And each month we sell between 6,000 and 40,000 bottles of whiskey.
Interestingly, or maybe not, my great 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 grandfather was John Jemison, who started Irish Distillers back in the day in Bow Street. They did one of these genealogy programs on telly. Who cares about who do you think you are or whatever it was? And they traced all this back. So we know Irish whiskey, Jemison, Paddy, Powers, Crested 10. And of course, there's been a whole new Teeling family and so many others, O'Driscoll whiskey in the southeast set up. There's dozens and dozens of new distilleries setting up, a whole new generation. What product do you sell? Is it just your own, or do you sell Irish or Scotch or what?
Well, I mostly sell Scotch because there's just more Scotch in China. But I think I've been the top seller of Jameson online for the last 3 years. consistently. They like us over at the Jameson team. A lot of the products that Middleton produces just don't make it to China, so we get there's a lot of the whiskies that we would see on the shelf in Ireland, you just can't get here. But I've got Egan's Irish whiskey is coming and joining our portfolio soon. We sell a huge amount of the Dubliner made by the Liberties, which is just down the road from you guys, I think. And then I'm looking to take on Limavady as well, and a couple of others. I'm keen to work with all Irish whiskey if I can. I think for a lot of the producers, it's just China's such a massive market, and they're looking at the barrier to entry, and it's a lot of money, you know. So I would say with Irish whiskey, the more mature distilleries should definitely be looking to get here if they're not yet. And then a lot of the young guns, I think it's easier to make a buck and to move some volume in America than it would be here, honestly.
Well, I'm sure it's a growing market. And the great thing about this is normally you're talking to distributors, wholesalers, retailers. You're straight B2C, not B2B. So that maybe gives better margins for people.
The market's a bit strange here because honestly, your online pricing is basically the same as your wholesaler pricing. We make a reasonable margin. It's more than enough to keep the lights on. But a lot of your pricing ladders that you would have in a normal mature market here, they just get knocked out the window in 5 minutes. And basically, everybody just does like a race to the bottom to try and sell at low prices. So you would think it would have huge margins, but I'm very happy to make a 20% or 30%. It's plenty to keep us going, but we're not like cosmetics, which have like 70% margins and a.
It's a great, if somewhat on this side of the world, unknown story. Dylan King, hailing from County Down, known as Loughgin. Congratulations on your success, and it's a pleasure to talk to you from Beijing.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.